Welcome back, Bippers. What another big week in fantasy we've had. We just had another bye week, so best 18 it was. But there were some big scores out there. I wasn't one of them. It looked like par was about 1950. I struggled to hit. I couldn't even get like 1870 or something, I think I finished with. Just horrible. No good at all. I think I get pummeled and pitter post in all of my leagues. Draft was a big week, though. I think I won most of my draft comps, except my homekeeper, which I lost at the last minute, thanks to bloody Dempsey, of all people, who come out smashed 100 against those useless Hawks. I thought he was in a flash in the pan. Turns out he's actually a reasonable player. Big trade target this week in Classic for anyone who's looking at one. So, yeah, the big guys did what they do and go big. It was not a good week to have pods. And despite my philosophy of not having pods, I actually snagged a few in the first couple of weeks of this year, which had worked all right for me so far. But that's why you don't have pods, because when they suck, it's only you sucking, and you pummel in rank to where am I, 27,000 or something god-awful. Still time to bounce back, still time to bounce back. We move on to this week. So we are in Gather Round, which of course means for no apparent reason we get to change our clocks forward, or is it backward, for half an hour. What an ungodly time zone. We know what Beb thinks of Adelaide. It also means that we get to pair a delicious pie with a subpar mushy frickin' peas for no apparent reason. And we also might stumble upon some bodies in barrels in the back of a bank for no apparent reason. Too soon? Sorry, not sorry, Adelaide. Suck it up and gather around to somewhere better. Ballarat? Hugo, what's that? What's another good random place we could take it? Bendigo? Stall? Nil? You can gather around a Nil, could be fun. Anyone from Nil here? Not big on Nil, but it's a funny name. Better than taking it to Kerrang. God, I hate Kerrang. Get me onto the subject of why I hate Kerrang at some point. But I'm not a fan of bloody stupid Kerrang. It always rains, it's always cold. There you go, I did get onto the subject. Not a fan of Kerrang. If anyone hears from Kerrang, get stuffed. Alright, in that lovely notes, hello to those lovely people in Adelaide having your game day shenanigans, and you're all sponsored, all singing, all dancing, jamboree of fantasy that is the shenanigans this weekend that are going on. Say hi to anyone that's going, and say hi to all the sellouts that are performing. Do you perform if you're a content creator, or you just kind of create content on the fly when you're live? Never done it myself, be live. I reckon I'd be kind of shit, because I cut this up real fierce when I'm having a shit one. But you don't solo pod by yourself, so I suppose that'd make it easier. You kind of throw jokes at people, or just two people in my case, and hope they don't come back. Anyway, so we're actually recording I'm recording right at the end of the Adelaide-Melbourne game, so it looks like the Demons are going to hang on, although the Crows have just reduced the margin a bit, and no surprising for anyone that's got Gorn, he's doing quite well. That's a popular VC. Jordan's actually just passed him 106 with about 10 minutes to go. That looks like it could be big. Petrarca's in this, who's 99. What else have we got? Matty Crouch is going well. Jack Viney's all right. Mitchie Hinge, 91. Good for the draft owners. I think the headline here, though, is Oliver is sucking butt. Let me check that. Clayton Oliver, sucking butt at 43 with 10 minutes to go. I don't know if he's been tagged. I actually haven't watched much of the game. Just been kind of clicking along with the scores while I do bits and pieces. But, I don't think anyone's got Oliver in Classic, but that is a draft bum puncher, especially for some of my draft teams. Woof, yeah, I am not going to recover from that one, which some people in the BEP chat will find hilarious, I'm sure. Go eat a big one, you guys. Anyway, so tomorrow we have the mighty, 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 less than mighty Brisbane Lions. Don't start me on what's the actual football going on with those guys. Oh, that is just a crime. Well, those guys have been showing up. And don't even get me started on things that happened in Vegas, which apparently haven't stayed in Vegas and are busy tearing down the walls of the club. Well, probably not to quite the extent that the media outlets would have you produce, but it's not a good thing to happen. And let's just get the damn win tomorrow and get out of here. I think we're going to win by, enough, but it's not going to be convincing, but we'll just take the 24-point victory and move on. And God forbid we should lose. That will not be good. The walls really will come off. Yeah, as much as I enjoy picking apart the Lions when they lose, I'm really tired of it. I think it's time we do some winning. Because we've got Melbourne next week, and it looks like they're going to go on with their merry ways. That won't be fun. I'll have to go to that game. Well, I don't have to, but I probably will because they're in Melbourne, and that's what I do. So, yeah, it'll be fun in the cold watching us lose the MCG again. Looking forward to that. Anyway, we're bringing in Gardner and Tunstall. Tunstall is actually not a bad little pick. I don't know what his job security is like, but I liked him in the preseason. I think he's sitting at about 280-odd, yeah, in terms of picking up a forward. If you want to downgrade, don't mind that. That's all right. But, yeah, you could do that. That's okay. On the outside, we've got Devrob. Yeah, kind of more surprised we didn't drop Hipwood and a few others. Half the bloody team. But Hipwood and Fort, thank God. I don't know why they play two rucks and stick him up forward is useless. But Big O has barely taken a mark for the season either. So, yeah, not looking good. More interesting, though, on the north side, where we've got Charlie Combin, Liam Shields, and Hugh Greenwood for draft owners, if there is any, other than me and our stupidly deep BEP league. So he's going to come into the midfield, which is going to be great. But more on the outside, we've got Lazaro, which is going to cut people, and Toby Pink. So benches are looking slim with those two out. I think I've got them both on my bench. So that's going to hit me bench-wise, but I'm not going to bother trading them. And Callum Coleman-Jones comes out. So, yeah, something to think about for owners in that space. Yeah, tricky one. As we said, Pink and Lazaro were the big kind of trade watches there in terms of people you want to trade in. I wouldn't think there's too many in that game. Probably Zorko is the big one. Trade in risk for mine, though. He's very old. He's very injury prone. He does have the halfback role. It looks like it, but I wouldn't be surprised if they changed that up, especially if the Lions lost this game. Yeah, he's also... They're going to have to manage him because he's not going to play every game, I wouldn't have thought. But they did just come off the bye, so he might be good for a while. If you want to jump into that, you can go along and have a dig. Could be okay. He's a 819k forward, so he's going to be like your MF2 or 1, really, that price. And yeah, I don't know if I'd do it myself, but you want to point a difference? I guess that's okay. Dunkley I like as well in this game. If you're looking for a bit of a change up from Wines, or if you've got the money, or Libba in my case, underperforming premium mids, mids, what I was going to say, I don't know. Yeah, Sheezel, yeah, bring him in if you don't have him. I think he's going to be big this game. Powell, I didn't have Powell listed as people to trade in because I just assumed everyone had done it last week, like not idiots, or even the week before. Yeah, I think Powell's a fantastic in. Don't talk to me about him in keepers because I traded him out because I never thought he'd get anywhere and now he's burning me. Despite me holding him for years and years and years and years and years and him never doing anything, he finally actually getting his ass into gear after I traded him out for nothing. Thanks very much, Tom Powell. At least I traded him in last week and that got me a nice little 100. Yeah, and I think he's going to go quite well going forward. Streamings this game. Lions forwards. I think the... defs for the Kangaroos have been pretty average. They've been holding their own, but I think they're going to get monstered. And the Lions have dropped a lot of marks last week, and their forwards were kind of crap, so they'll be looking to hit back. They may not. I am not super confident they're going to go out and dominate. I'm even a little bit not confident they're going to win, but I think they should win. Hopefully they win, because if they don't win, that's going to be another problem. Yeah, it's not that the Lions are crap show, so we shall continue. Lions crap show is probably somewhere else. Any mids for the Lions, I think, are going to go big as well. So, yeah, Dunkley, McLuggage, whatever you like, if you've got other mids in there. Sheezel, as we said before, is a great pick. I think he's a captaincy material as well as probably Dunkley is. And you can stream Lions forwards, maybe even some of the Lions mids. I have seen our mate, Matty Faz, come out and say that Tom Berry is his... Not Tom Berry. Jared Berry. I may have forgotten him because he cost us the goddamn flag last year with his bloody indiscipline at that 50 metres at the last minute. Still don't want to talk to him, but I'll have to mention him on Matty Faz's behalf because he's the lock of the week or the shoe-in of the week or the Matty Faz crappy disc throw or busted back of the week. Let's call it the BEP Matty Faz busted back of the week. He'll break the back of your team scoring. And throw out a disc in that case. So yeah, that's that game. What fun that was. All right, on to the next. So we have Port and Essendon. Now, I think Port are going to get up easily enough. Essendon played pretty well last week. I didn't mind it at all, but I think up against Port in at home in Gather Round, which they like to celebrate, Port will do it easily enough. Port have dropped Ollie Wines is injured. He got a hamstring. They haven't dropped him. They have dropped Francis Evans. They've bring in Jason Horn Francis and Mitch Georgiadis. So Ollie Wines is the big one there. He is not got too much money on his head, so it's a question of what you want to do. We'll have a look at that. Essendon, Sarum Duma is injured. Bad for draft owners. Will Setterfield comes in. Good for draft owners. Wouldn't think you'd pick him in Classic, but you never know. He's always consistent enough. I think his price would be prohibitive. I will just double check that. 571. Coming down from Wines, I suppose he could do that, but prohibitive enough. But Wines is an interesting one. Now, I traded Wines last week. I think did some magic and got him for Tom Powell. So that's probably what people should have done, because he was a bit crappy the week before, but they might have decided to fix up something elsewhere. 705 is a tricky one from mid, so the popular pick of the week is Tuk Miller, so you could go and do that. That's not bad, but he's going to cost you like 900k, so you're going to have to find a lot of money in that space. So yeah, Wines, what else you can do? Like Martin is another one we would talk about probably as a trade-in in this game. You could go there. 838, that costs you a little bit of money. Berry, as we spoke about, 612, so you could drop down to him, but he's a streaming option, so that's probably going to get you a couple weeks. Bonner, you could drop down to him at 599, don't mind that. What else? Sharp, no, you wouldn't go Sharp. I don't like Sharp, but that's about the only thing you'd go down to. Up you could do all kinds of things. Dunkley, Green, Sarong, the big guys, if you've got all the money in the world. Jake Kelly, I like the mids. Zach Butters, you know, Taranto was great last week. Has he got it coming back? I don't know. Is he a trading target? I want to see more, but you know, that's going to cost you 893 89, but my eyes aren't going weak. High 800s either way. If you've got the money, you could do that. Jack Steele was good last week. There's a bit in there. You probably have to get a lot of money unless you're dropping down, but if you can get it, I say it's worth kind of upgrading Wines. That's what I'd be doing if I hadn't already done it, but I had because I'm smart. Actually, I could say I'm not because my week didn't go last week. Anyway, we're moving on to the next, which is the West Coast game. The mighty, mighty West Coast Eagles are going to get absolutely pounded by the Sydney Swans. 171 points they got done by last time. Admittedly, they're at home, and obviously they're in Adelaide this week, so it could be a little different, but I'm going to say it's going to be more, and the Swans are going to win by 200. So, yeah, that's my bold prediction of the week. It was one of them, because I'll probably forget to make another one. Not going to be pretty. Josh Rotham and Locke Rawlinson comes in. So Locke Rawlinson is a cheapie, a new cheapie at 200k mid forward. His job security, you would have to think, is absolutely nothing. But, you know, if you're chasing a downgrade, they might not be too great around the place. And West Coast Eagles' job security could be changed by the fact that everyone will probably get injured next week and they won't have the players to not pick him. Well, you never know. He could probably be a sub-risk too, but we'll see where he goes. On the Swan side, Taylor Adams comes in. I would want to see him before I picked him. He's also injury-prone, I would say, clear, but yeah, you never know. He had some big talks in the off-season. Could be good. Really want to have a look. Dan Rampey's injured, Corey Warner's injured, and Harry Cunningham comes in. So from this game's point of view, obviously, you know, we're going to be captaining, we're going to be drafting, we're going to be getting waivers of Swans, and more Swans, which could be a problem because they've got a bye coming up. So you just watch that if you're bringing them in by the truckload, which is still kind of advised for mine. Trading out, would you trade out Grundy? I think you'd probably leave him in this week to just murder the West Coast. Then you might trade him out going forward. If you've still got him, and a lot of people, including myself, have traded him out. They also reckon it's a good week to get rid of Jordan. But, yeah, I don't know. I think you've got better things to do than get rid of Jordan the week he's playing West Coast. But I could see why you'd want to do it. Trade-ins, yeah. Yo, if you haven't got Yo, I think he's been great. He's probably expensive at this point. Let's have a quick look while I try to pad. I've got him already. Here he is. 689. Yeah, he's going to be probably getting you close to hundreds most weeks. That said, he's really injury prone, so you'll be taking a risk, and the cash generation's already gone, so just know that. But there's probably still cash to be made, and it's a safe enough option. I don't hate it, but yeah, defense, you've probably got better things to be doing. What do we got? Golden and Heaney are obviously captain potential, and yeah, we spoke about all the draft and waiver goodness about the Swans. So on to the next game, Freo and Carlton. I'm going to say Carlton are going to do this pretty easy. I'm not liking all the talk about Fremantle, mainly because my Twitter feed's full of Fremantle people. I don't know why. I'm blaming Russ and all those Fremantle weirdos out there being weird and doing weird things, you weirdos. But yes, they have made no changes because they're weirdos and because they just hate Erasmus. God, I've got some Erasmus stocks in Keeper and Draft, and it is killing me. That guy has a lot of talent, and he gets no goddamn respect. So if you're a Freo person out there, maybe you can tell me why they don't like Erasmus, and then you can get stuffed. Or get stuffed first. I'm not really fazed. Carlton have dropped Marchbank. Actually, he's injured. And Brody Kemp comes in. Wouldn't touch Brody Kemp with a 10-foot pole at all. Ever. Yeah, he might be alright as a backup someone in a really long BEP like keeper league. You never know. Fife and Fisher, the two Fs. You wanna be getting rid of them. Fisher has underperformed. I believe I haven't got too much stocks in Fisher, but the talk is people want to get rid of him, and I never wanted to get him in the first place. So yes, get rid of Fisher. Fife, I think you could probably stick with Fife for another couple of weeks. Like, yes, you do want to get rid of him, but I don't think he's priority. That said, I think I dropped him. Well, I'm still turning my trades, but I've cut him for Dempsey just to make a little bit of coin. I know the Dempsey train has kind of sailed. It's ship sail trains. Like, what are they, freaking toot away. The train has sailed on Dempsey to some degree, but there's still money to be made, and he's going to have scores. And what else are you going to do at 426 for forwards? So, yeah, I don't mind that. I think that's pretty good. So that's what I've done in that space. You want to get Sarong in your trade-ins, quite obviously. If he can afford it, that is. I still think he's worth going to if you've got $1 billion. I really don't know what to do with Brayshaw, though. I do have Brayshaw, and I'm borderline getting rid of him, but he's been fine enough, just not what I paid for and not what I wanted at that price. I really also like Paddy Cripps. I think at his price, he's worth coming in. He is low 800s from memory. 801. So, yeah, another option for your wines if you can find 100K. Point of difference player, which is good and bad, as we spoke about. Yeah, but I don't mind that. Captaincy, yeah, obviously Sarong's the number one. That's about it from that in terms of captaincy potential. Not even too much draft relevant potential there. Streamers, waivers, anything. The Dogs and the Cats. Now, this is draft relevant because I'm told that mids go well against the Cats, and I'm also told that defs go well against the Dogs. So, you know, pick your Tom Stewarts. Pick your Libbets, pick your Bonds. You can throw the captaincies at them. I still probably will trade out Libba because I'm not convinced. And he got subbed last week, so what is Bevo doing besides killing us, that freaking jerk? Anyway, so yeah, Bond. English. Few captaincy potentials there. Stewart from the Cats against the Dogs could go big. There could be other. I think Dempsey floated around there, got a few bit of ball in defence late, so he could be a good one. As well, the Cats are going to get this done easy. My opinion, the Dogs are all over the place. Don't really like what they've been putting up, even though it's kind of okay. Reece Stanley comes in, which is yuck. Just from a football point of view, it's just yuck. I hate Reece Stanley. But what does that mean for Blixarv? I don't know. I can't read Blixarv's. I Don't know what makes him go from crap to good and good back to crap. As a keeper owner and a draft owner, it is frustrating because you just never know when to pick him, because sometimes he's going to give you 20 and sometimes he'll give you 120 and you're like, freaking guy. Obviously, that Oisko Mullen guy is out and Stanley's back in. Does that mean that Blixarves would be better, or because Stanley can't ruck to save himself and Blixarves do a bit of it, or he just feeds off that guy? I don't know. I don't watch enough Cats games. Really got it. Someone knows the secret to when Blixarves is going to be good and when he's going to be shit. Let me know, because that is just killing some of my draft sides. It is his 250th game this week, so milestone game. Maybe stream some Blixarves. Not that I think he would be unowned much because of his ridiculous midfield ruck positioning, which is just gold from a draft point of view. Anyway, I think we spoke about what's happening there. Mullen, Conway out, Zach Toye and Reece Stanley in, and yeah, we spoke about all the draft relevance and who to captain, and Dempsey. Gallagher also is one to look at. I don't know much about his value. Highly toted this week, 337k forward versus Geelong, coming off a 90. Yeah, you could do that. It was against the Eagles. Yeah, there's not much about that. A pair of 56s before that, but cash gen, I suppose. His break-even's quite low. If you want to play that game, you could go after it, but 337. Job security's probably all right, too. He's playing three consecutive games. I don't know if I'd be paying up, but if you want to downgrade for a man with a little bit of job security, yeah, that's not a bad idea. On to the next game with far less draft relevance, I think. And we go to the Gold Coast and the GWS. Actually, maybe it isn't far less draft relevance, because from the selections point of view, there was carnage here, mostly in the Gold Coast space. So let's touch on that. We've got Budarik out. So if anyone started with Budarik, pretty sure I told you not to, so fucking eat a dick. Ellis is out, who cares? Casbolt's out, kind of funny. Ben Long's out. Funny from a dick keeper league point of view. I think Joe's got some Ben Long, so sucked in. Ned Moyle's out. Someone tried to trade me Ned Moyle because I've got lots of witch stock and they charged me an arm and a leg, so shove that. Mainly Stewart adds, you know, loves trying to rip people off in trades. Shove that. Alex Sexton's out, so that is a killer. So yeah, Sexton and Budarik, highly relevant from a classic point of view, highly relevant from a draft point of view. Bang, bang. Massive bullets. I think I cut Sexton last week because he was on the bye and been going shit. But yeah, I know a lot of people would have stuck by him. Obviously, he's not going to, you know, come and be that sexy back guy with a billion points that we thought he was. He's not even going to play. So yeah, that is a killer. Will he get back or will he be a constable? That's the key. I'm thinking he gets back, but yeah, you wouldn't want to hold him. But from a draft and keeper point of view, not a complete disaster just yet. As Chris Fagan would say, it's not time to catastrophize, which is a word I learned this week, but it's goddamn pretty close to time to catastrophize with Alex Sexton. Mysterious ton of sex has not materialized, and I have been there before, and I've done it again. Anyway, Sexton, get off it. It's not happening. We've got MacAndrew Clohisi, which has been talked up. That could be an interesting one. Malcolm Roses, which is back in. Sam Day, Bailey Humphrey, good from draft point of view, to keep point of view. Ethan Reed, so we've got Sunday games. So they've done the standard BEP thing of name a second ruck on Sunday. I give Ethan Reed no chance to play. Will Graham and Darcy McPherson's back. I also give him no chance to play because he's on the outer. The GWS Giants have named no outs. Nick Haynes, Engwin, and Lockie Keefe come in. So, yeah, I'm going to say, actually, the Gold Coast get the job done. The GWS hype is not overblown because they are a good team, but I'm sick of it, and I'd like Gold Coast to win this and then fall apart. We spoke about the ins and the outs. What are people going to do with Sexton? I don't know. I could take a quick look at the price and have a stab at it. Sexton, 470k forward. So it's pretty much a straight swap to Dempsey if you want to do that. A lot of people have been talking up Flanders. Yeah, I don't mind that. I think he's still got a lot of potential. He's going to cost you a lot of money to go up to 844. So I don't know if you'd want to do that. Forward lines. What's the forward line look like at about that 400k mark? I'd be inclined to go try and find your way into the mids. there's much more value there. But the forward line at that 400-ish K mark, what are we talking? So yeah, at that price, we've got super relevant guys like Cam McKenzie, Ginnivan, Bobby Hill, who seems to only pop up when he plays the Lions. God, don't get started with me on that guy. Stevenson, bleh. Amis, bleh. McHenry, bleh. Mansell, bleh. There's a whole lot of nothing. Tabiner, bleh. Emmett, bleh. Tom Berry, he interested me at one point, but otherwise, bleh. So you really can't... Oh, Windsor. Windsor's actually pretty good tonight. But it's obviously too late for that. But going forward, yeah, another one to watch if you haven't got him. Yeah, you can't really go down. You can't really stick where you are. So, yeah, you've got to go. I think Kai Loman's going to get a full game this week. So could you do that? I still don't rate his job security, but he might be of interest. So that's at 240. But, yeah, I don't know. You really have to go up. So what are we looking at that kind of up range? Yeah, nothing much. You want to go all the way up to some of your big guys. Jordan, we called. Waitman, you wouldn't do it. Good streaming option. Camarena, oh, should you? Yeah, look, he's got a new role. He got an 84 last week. He's going to come and play that game through the half and through the midfield. 603, yeah, maybe. Mitchie Owens, nah. Rochelle, I know he's had a crap season. Bailey, you never know. Danaher, 684. You could go with Danaher. Not reliable enough, but good streaming option this week. Harry McKay, I really liked Harry McKay's game. He's got some big scores. I don't hate that at 720. Bit of a pod player. Zorko, we spoke about. Flanders, yes. McRae, no. Dusty has been talking of retiring. Charlie Kerno, maybe. Hogan, yeah, okay. It's big forward time. Toby Green, no. Yeah, probably Luke Jackson. Heaney. Powell. Powell's probably the big option. If you haven't got Powell, you're getting Powell. You're swapping out Powell there. That's what I'm going to recommend. Alright, let's wrap this game up. There's still a bit going on here, actually. Took is a great trading option. If you've got underperforming mids or you want to jump up to someone, yeah, Took has been really bandied about on Twitter this week. Loving that call. Might do it myself. Harvey Thomas, yeah, you could do that. He got 100 last week. He's not going to go play the Eagles every week, so don't expect massive things, but he has looked good. He's been cheap. He's worth getting in. Captaincy, yeah, I reckon the GWS forwards have been looking really good. I don't, that's more of a draft perspective, I guess. Mids, Green, Took, that's probably it, and mainly Green. I don't know if you'd mess around too much in terms of captains from that game. All right, the Tigs and the Saints. I'm going to say the Saints get this done fairly easily. The Tigers did pull a few changes. Dusty's in. Jack Graham, Koschitzky, Naismith's back. My old rat, Ralph Mouth, has returned. And Kane McAuliffe, who is a debutant by the looks of it. I got him, I think, a couple of weeks ago in a keeper league. And he didn't debut. So he's been on the extended bench a while. So he'll probably be on the extended bench again. So I'm actually still not backing him to come in. So he's been teasing me. Yeah, not too much. Noah Bolter, Tom Lynch has been injured. Liam Baker got suspended, which is a killer because he had a really big score. This was the last week or the week before. One to watch, probably more of a draft perspective. The Saints, Marcus Windhager got suspended, which is a killer for people that had him. I think he was a popular pick last week or the week before. So, yeah, unlucky. Got to find something to do there. I'm not going to... I've done deep diving and want to do with a couple of these people, so I won't do it too much there, but there's options about. They've brought back in Max King, Lance Collard, Hugo Garcia, and Tom Campbell, doing the sneaky second ruck on a Sunday thing. Hugo Garcia is a new guy, again, Sunday game. I don't really rate his chances of getting picked, but if he does, he's a 200k mid forward, so good for your downgrade. Streamers, yeah. What is it? Defense against St Kilda. But yeah, I really think more of Saints mids against Richmond. I don't think they're going to be a forward line smasher from a Saints perspective either. The Tigers will hold their ground and be okay. So yeah, there's not too much there. Seb Ross, I think our friend Stream Team Matty Faz has talked up. So. Got him off the waiver in a lot of places. You can probably still get him off the waiver in a lot of places if you're having a look. So yeah, certainly one to watch from draft perspective. Do you want to trade in Steele from a classic perspective? I quite like that. Another option, Bono has been good again. I don't have Bono myself. He had a down game a couple of weeks ago, and then an up game. He's probably going to have those down games, but more up games than not, I think. So yeah, really you want to bring him in. I've seen people trading out Wilson. I don't know if I'd be doing that yet, but yeah, you could have a go at it. If you can downgrade, make some money somewhere, that's not the worst option. Captaincy wise, Marshall's going to go big against the pair of rucks that Richmond have kind of nothing in. Yeah, I could see him smashing. I think he smashed him in the past, so that's a big one. A nice late weekend ruck smashing and captaincy potential. Yeah, so that's probably the one there. I don't know if I'd steal, even if I had him, which I don't. And Marshall, yeah, he's your number one captain option, possibly even for the weekend. Although I've gone VC tonight on Gorn, so let's just check how that's... Game over. D's win comfortably enough by 15. And was it giving me the averages? That's not useful. All right, I'm going to have to find another way to figure this out. Maxi Gorn, 108. Oh, that is pretty much right on the vice captaincy line. I don't think I'd be taking that. The line's about 110. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of potential for captains across the weekend. So, my advice would be to not take that. I wouldn't blame anyone for taking that as a VC line, but yeah, because there's lots of, you know, loophole options around with your benches being smashed. But yeah, I'd be inclined not to take that. Max Gorn's 108. I don't think I will myself here. Onto the next big option. I don't know what it'll be. I'm going to have to browse the captaincy options again. But yeah, I'm going to take that on. But the Pies and the Hawks come last. So yeah, that's an interesting game. Specifically because Finn McGuinness has come in. And yeah, Dacos has been a little bit down. And he's got a bye next week. So definite trade potential there. I'm not going to do it myself. But if you're looking for cash, especially to get someone like Wines up, that is it. It's a genuine option. Get rid of Dacos. Pull someone in. Make a little bit of coin. I don't know who you'd pull in. Dacos is at 934. So you could do Stewart, which we spoke about the stream and captaincy potential of him. He's 875. So you won't make a lot of bank, but you make a little bit of bank. And you've still got a really good player. I quite like that option. Luke Ryan, Sinclair, no. Nick Newman, no. Duncan, no. Wangan and Malera, oh, people brought him in last week, no. Hayden Young, yeah, maybe. He's been kind of up and down, but he did get that really big score last week. He's got his run, you know, Carlton, Port, Eagles, Dogs, Richmond. Yeah, it's not too bad. I think you could probably do a Hayden Young. You make about 100 and a bit K, so that's good pockets to put on top of one. Said Sicily, no. McGrath, no. Powell, no. Short, no. Boston, no. Redmond, no. Clark, no. Salem, no. Johannesson is very interesting. 101.93.99 for a 736. So there's a pot option for you. Don't see too many other ones. Yo, if you haven't got him. Hunt, no. May, was looking at a big score tonight, but no. He's just one of those guys. Really good draft option. Yeah, no, I don't know. There's just no one consistent out there, apart from Sheasel and Whitfield and Yo. If you got them, stick with them. If you haven't, probably look that up. You need money to go to Sheasel and Whitfield, oddly enough. Oh, not Whitfield, just. But yeah, that's an interesting one. Tricky ones, if you go to the Dacos. The money to be made, but also risks as well. Risks to going, risks to staying. Just a risky punt face. Unless you're going to a Stewart or something like that, I probably wouldn't. Just take on the Finn McGuinness tag. See what they do. Anyway, there are other changes there, like relevant changes. I don't know, probably not. Joe Richards is named on the extended bench, but I don't see him getting up. They've named Max Ned Reeves to come back in, which is interesting because I thought Meek did all right last week. I don't know. That's a really, really thought-provoking selections. Dacos, we spoke about. Newcomb, I think you'd want to drop Newcomb. He's been on the nose for a while now, if you've still got him. And Brozio was down last week, but I think he'll bounce back. I wouldn't be trading him in, but if you've got him, I wouldn't be trading him out. Warple was interesting. Was that just because they were playing the Cats, or is he a legitimate option now? I wouldn't be jumping on that unless you can get him off the waivers for cheap in a draft league. Yeah, but something to watch. If he does it again, then we all might have to start paying attention. Let's look at his numbers, see if it's at all possible. 821k midfielder. That's probably too much. If he was like 600, you'd be like, wow, look at that. 821k, yeah. 85, 89, 152. Pies, Suns, Ruse, Swans, Dogs, Saints. The run's not fantastic. It's not bad. But yeah, unless he can stand up and stick another ton on it this week, you just wouldn't even look at it. Flash in the pan for mine, but yeah, if he sticks up another ton, I will pay attention. Yeah, like I said, really draft relevant. Captaincy wise, yeah, I don't know, without Dacos, it's probably not too much in this game, I would say, and I really wouldn't be risking a Dacos captaincy there. We spoke about Sick Dog. You know, he could go big, but no, I wouldn't be betting on it. I just can't recommend throwing a captaincy at Sick Dog. You do a vice captaincy, but that late in the round, you're holding the captaincy off for some perfectly valid options. I couldn't do it. I don't even know if I'd bring Sick Dog into my side at all. He just seems like a risk. I mean, there's probably value in it. What are we talking about with Sicily? 814. It's a lot of money you made off a Dacos. Had 116 a couple of weeks ago, but yeah, 70 and a 30. So just way too much of a risk for mine. We spoke about the danger of pods, so that's nope. Alright, we are out of games. So that must bring us to bold prediction time, which I actually haven't put a tweet up about for a while, so I should get onto that and have a crack tomorrow. So let's do some football bold predictions to start with. I'm going to say Lions win, which sounds bold considering how ridiculous they have been recently. But they're going to get the job done by, let's say, 300. 18 points. Unconvincing. Yes, the Swans will win by 200. That doesn't seem bold enough. 250. The Swans will win by 250. And Errol Goulden will get 200 points. I'm going to say, let's throw in some more fantasy. Zorko gets 150 points. Bont gets 65 and gets subbed off just after half time. Dacos does not get tagged, puts on 128, and yeah, just shits on all the traders out there who've been talking about tags like Doe always does. I haven't bagged Doe in a while. God, it feels good. Doe, he's gonna gather around this weekend, so I'm a little bit jealous, but also he's gonna spend a lot of time in Adelaide, so I'm not a little bit jealous. But yeah, if you're out there, Doe, have fun and stop bloody banging on about tags. You're going to be very scared of a Finn McGuinness tag, I'm sure, and probably trade Dacos. Hope you do it. Hope he puts a big ton on your head. And yeah, try not to fall off a cliff. Are the cliffs in Adelaide? Someone will have to let me know. Don't find a cliff. Don't fall off it. And don't do anything sillier than you normally do, which is probably quite silly. On that super fun note, everyone have fun at Gather Round. Even Doe, even Nug, if he's still alive. I assume he's still alive. He keeps pinging me with trades that are more ridiculous each time he comes across. So those two, all the fantasy people out there, I hope you're all still alive, and I hope you have a gather round that is worse than mine. Peace out!